backing of locals who pointed out that the council needs to save millions of pounds this year due to budget cuts. Gary Ball said, quote, get a grip. Yes, it's a problem, but come on. As if that's ever going to happen. Cut public services and then spend a fortune finding out whether the poo belongs to Rover or Fido, end quote. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters. 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 26 degrees outside, and I'll have the top five teams, the point values from hour 30, and question one of hour 32 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
What's up, Doc? This is Connor from 90FM. Would you like to do Trivia Focus?
Yeah.
What is your team name?
We are Tippy's Monkey Fakers, Hear Me Fake.
Woo! And how did you get that name?
It was the team name and we inherited it from our captain's dad.
So there was some spanking going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and monkeys?
Oh, we get along.
Give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation.
I don't know how to respect for him. I mean, we just ate him for dinner.
So what Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Probably Marvin the Martian, because we come from all over the country to come back and do this every year.
Wow. Where are you guys all from?
I came from Minneapolis, Beaver Dam. Oh, yeah. And we have one team member in Texas.
So you guys are aliens?
Yeah.
How would you describe the Oz?
Tasty and barbecue sauce.
I'm going to report this to Oz.
No, Oz will probably find them. Don't worry. Danny DeVito, Bill Murray, and the Oz walk into a bar. What next?
Lots of spanking.
Thanks, thanks, thanks. Barbecue and spank.
How many clicks does it take to get to the center of the internet?
42.
Why is that?
I got there once. I cried.
What was it like?
It was like looking into the heart of the TARDIS. It was pretty serious. I had to go to the hospital.
Oh, that is serious.
That is serious. So do you guys have a strategy for this year's contest?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I was thinking and hedgehog long.
All right, I have a question. So if you guys get a question wrong, do you all spank each other?
Yeah, you obviously don't understand how it's not a punishment. Yeah, we get in a big old circle.
Bank circle?
Jin.
Circle spank.
We have spike spankers or monkey spankers. Yeah, am I right?
Yeah.
So what's the coolest radio station this side of Albuquerque?
I
Grow up.
You just had half of the 90FM staff barking at you.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Connor Godfrey.
And I'm Aubrey Giordana.
Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, Point Nude Beach Summer Wheat Ale is back in season. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for hour 31 is Eastern Servants of the Beer God. Again, Eastern Servants of the Beer God. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of hour 30. In fifth place with 4,295 points is Freshly Squeezed. In fourth place with 4,555 points is Tin Man. In third place with 4,895 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. In second place with 4,965 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In first place with 5,660 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in hour 30. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 50 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 20 points. Again, here are the point values for questions in hour 30. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 50 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 20 points. And now, question number 1 of hour 32 of Trivia 44 is... Big screen character Beldar Conehead arrives home after a round of golf to discover a trail of lit candles. He follows the candles into the kitchen, where he finds a note on the refrigerator suggesting he consume the Mai Tai. As he walks with the beverage, a romantic song is playing. What is the name of that song? Again, question number 1 of hour 32 of Trivia 44 is... Big screen character Beldar Conehead arrives home after a round of golf to discover a trail of lit candles. He follows the candles into the kitchen, where he finds a note on the refrigerator suggesting he consume the Mai Tai. As he walks with the beverage, a romantic song is playing. What is the name of that song?
Trivia 44 and Amber Riddell.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, beat it, man, beat it.
Since Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
Oh, you vex me, you vex me.
From Chickachickery to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
It's a fact, man.
In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, a native swoon, when she heard her bingo croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. I romance with native peach. All night long make tropic love. Next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter.
the Yankee Dollar.
The fact, man, it's a fact.
Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola. Working for the Yankee Dollar.
We are in the middle of question 1, hour 32. That question again. Big screen character Beldar Conehead arrives home after a round of golf to discover a trail of lit candles. He follows the candles into the kitchen, where he finds a note on the refrigerator suggesting he consume the Mai Tai. As he walks with the beverage, a romantic song is playing. What is the name of that song?
Holy smoke, land sakes alive, I never thought this could happen to me. I got stung by the sweet honey bee. Oh, what a feeling come over me. It started in my eyes, crept up to my head, flew to my heart. I was stung, did I run? I got stung. She started buzzing in my ear, buzzing in my brain. I'm stung for what I feel, though I feel I'm not. I got stung, and I don't think I'm complaining. I'm mighty glad that we met. Could you get me for a little bit on the back of my neck? And I break out in a cold, cold sweat. Well, it's a little bit harder to do. I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be present on your hand every day if I ever. I'm never gonna leave. I won't let nobody sting me but you. I'll be buzzing on your hand every day if I ever. I'm never gonna leave once I arrive, but I'm not. I got stuck. Yeah.
Phones down, phones down in the back. That is the end of question 1, hour 32. That question again. Big screen character Beldar Conehead arrives home after a round of golf to discover a trail of lit candles. He follows the candles into the kitchen, where he finds a note on the refrigerator suggesting he consume the Mai Tai. As he walks with a beverage, a romantic song is playing. What is the name of that song? The answer, Me and Mrs. Jones. Once again, the answer to question 1, hour 32, Me and Mrs. Jones. Moving on to question 2 of hour 32. Henry Weinhard was a good guy, to the point of doing a good deed. One time, when the city of Portland unveiled a public fountain, he offered to pump beer through it. The city declined his generous and kind offer, citing a fear. What did the city fathers of Portland fear? Once again, question 2, hour 32. Henry Weinhard was a good guy, to the point of doing a good deed. One time, when the city of Portland unveiled a public fountain, he offered to pump beer through it. The city declined his generous and kind offer, citing a fear. What did the city fathers of Portland fear? Good luck from all of us here at 90FM.
Would you believe style. Girl, the show is wild.
We are in the middle of question 2, hour 32. That question again. Henry Weinhard was a good guy, to the point of doing a good deed. One time when the city of Portland unveiled a public fountain, he offered to pump beer through it. The city declined his generous and kind offer, citing a fear. What did the city fathers of Portland fear?
I went to my apartment on a Monday at 1, singing do lolly lolly shaky bum shaky bum. Started moving in it on a Tuesday at 2, singing do lolly lolly shaky do shaky do. Wednesday at 3, I called the phone company, singing, hey baby, put a phone in for me. Thursday at 4, he came and knocking at my door, singing, hey baby, I'm your telephone man. You just show me where you want it and I'll put it where I can. I can put it in the bedroom, I can put it in the hall, I can put it in the bathroom, I can hang it on the wall. You can have it with the bush, you can have it with the ring, and if you really want it, you can have a ding-a-ling. Because hey baby, I'm your telephone man. Careful, way back, and then he says, no, another fellow's call you, tell him how it all began. Well, can you imagine? My heart began to thump and my mind began to fly, and I knew I wasn't dealing with no ordinary guy. So while he was talking, I was thinking up my plan. Then my fingers did the walking on the telephone and singing, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, get in any way you can, right? So I got it in the bedroom and I got it in the hall and I got it in the bedroom and hung it on the wall. I got it with the buzz and I got it with the ring, and when you told me what my number was, I got a ding-a-ling a singing, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, just do a nice thing.
I've never seen anything like this before.
Phones down, phones down in the back. That is the end of question 2, hour 32. That question again. Henry Weinhard was a good guy, to the point of doing a good deed. One time when the city of Portland unveiled a public fountain, he offered to pump beer through it. The city declined his generous and kind offer, citing a fear. What did the city fathers of Portland fear? The answer, rowdy horses. Once again, the answer to question 2, hour 32, rowdy horses. Moving on to question 3 of hour 32. What is the name of the fictional grocery store managed by Howard Bannister, assisted by Jack Christian? Once again, question 3, hour 32. What is the name of the fictional grocery store managed by Howard Bannister, assisted by Jack Christian?
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't go a high-toned woman, make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get?
another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
We are in the middle of question 3, hour 32. That question again, what is the name of the fictional grocery store managed by Howard Bannister, assisted by Jack Christian?
I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine, going down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money on a coal by the tongue. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having, I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long? Can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Cause I make a little money on a coal by the tongue. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having. I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Phones down. I say phones down in the back. That is the end of question 3, hour 32. That question again. What is the name of the fictional grocery store managed by Howard Bannister, assisted by Jack Christian? The answer, Cobb's. Once again, the answer to question 3, hour 32, Cobb's. Moving on to question 4 of hour 32. It's time once again to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 15. You often hear this gentleman's last name used by news commentators. What is the first and last name of the gentleman in picture number 15 in the new Trivia Times? Once again, question 4, hour 32. It's time once again to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 15. You often hear this gentleman's last name used by news commentators. What is the first and last name of the gentleman in picture number 15 in the new Trivia Times?
I've been a-searching all this big wide world. Now finally I've found my...
Trivia!
Trivia!
We are in the middle of question four, hour 32. That question again, it's time once again to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 15. You often hear this gentleman's last name used by news commentators. What is the first and last name of the gentleman in picture number 15 in the new Trivia Times?
Number 54, the house with a bamboo door. A bamboo walls, it's even got a bamboo floor. You must get to know Soho Joe, even an espresso. Call the house of bamboo, it's made of sticks, sticks and bricks. But you can get your kicks. The house with a bamboo door, bamboo roof and a bamboo walls. It's even got a bamboo floor in the house.
Phones down in the back. That is the end of question four, hour 32. It's time once again to get out your copy of the new Trivia Times and turn to picture number 15. You often hear this gentleman's last name used by news commentators. What is the first and last name of the gentleman in picture number 15 in the new Trivia Times? The answer, George Gallup. Once again, the answer to question four, hour 32, George Gallup.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pinaries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Moving on to question five of hour 32, big screen character Francie Morgan is told by her husband to leave Cousin Keith's apartment and go somewhere else. She finds a rental in which to stay. According to the sign on the front of the building, what is the full name of the facility where she stays? Once again, question five, hour 32, big screen character Francie Morgan is told by her husband to leave Cousin Keith's apartment and go somewhere else. She finds a rental in which to stay. According to the sign on the front of the building, what is the full name of the facility where she stays?
Trivia 44 and Amber Riddell.
You know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. When it came to winning Blue Ribbon, well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are a child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I know you drove the other child wild. And I wouldn't even tell her when you came to winning Blue Ribbon. Yeah, I know you taught those other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I know you made the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Good baby, won't you look at you now? Oh,
we are in the middle of question five, hour 32. That question again, big screen character Francie Morgan is told by her husband to leave Cousin Keith's apartment and go somewhere else. She finds a rental in which to stay. According to the sign on the front of the building, what is the full name of the facility where she stays?
Janitor, you played a monitor. Then you played with older boys and prefects. What's the attraction in what they're doing? Hey, Terry.
Phones down in the back. That is the end of question 5, hour 32. That question again. Big screen character Francie Morgan is told by her husband to leave Cousin Keith's apartment and go somewhere else. She finds a rental in which to stay. According to the sign on the front of the building, what is the full name of the facility where she stays? The answer, Martha Gregory Apartments. Once again, the answer for question 5, hour 32, Martha Gregory Apartments. Moving on to question 6 of hour 32, what is the first and last name of the athlete who won the women's Omnium title at the 1998 United States Collegiate Mountain Bike Championships? Once again, question 6, hour 32, what is the first and last name of the athlete who won the women's Omnium title at the 1998 United States Collegiate Mountain Bike Championships?
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, don't have nobody to call my own.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Bring us a dream. Give him a pair of eyes with a commander gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci. And lots of wavy hair like Liz.
liberty.
Mr. Sandman, someone to hold.
Someone to hold.
Your face of pity before we do all. So please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring us. Please, 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 Mr. Sandman, bring us Lord Green.
We are in the middle of question six, hour 32. That question again. What is the first and last name of the athlete who won the women's Omnium title at the 1998 United States Collegiate Mountain Bike Championships?
Ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the stars.
Phones down in the back. That is going to have question six, hour 32. That question again. What is the first and last name of the athlete who won the women's Omnium title at the 1998 United States Collegiate Mountain Bike Championships? The answer, Stacy McElwain. Once again, the answer to question six, hour 32, Stacy McElwain. Moving on to question seven, hour 32. On the cover of an album, there is a picture of what appears to be a moonshine jar. On the label of the jar are the descriptions, a strong blend and Hill's Country Best. Hill Country's Best. Besides a picture of the founder, it is printed that the product is bottled in jars, recorded in the Rockies, and is 33 and a third proof. What is the name of this album? Once again, question 7, hour 32. On the cover of an album, there is a picture of what appears to be a moonshine jar. On the label of the jar are the descriptions, a strong blend, and Hill Country's Best. Besides a picture of the founder, it is printed that the product is bottled in jars, recorded in the Rockies, and is 33 and a third proof. What is the name of this album? Good luck from all of us here at 90FM.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. I'd feel this way, the way I feel about you.
In the middle of question 7, hour 32. That question again. On the cover of an album, there is a picture of what appears to be a moonshine jar. On the label of the jar are the descriptions, a strong blend and Hill Country's best. Besides a picture of the founder, it is printed that the product is bottled in jars, recorded in the Rockies, and is 33 and a third proof. What is the name of this album?
Dark Ashamed, darling, dark ashamed. Thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture show, second balcony, was the place we'd meet. Second seat, gold Dutch treat. You were sweet. Dark ashamed, darling, dark ashamed. Save those lies, darling, don't explain. I recall Central Park in fall, how you tore your dress, what a mess. I confess, that's not all. Dark ashamed, darling, dark ashamed. Thank you for
Phones down. Phones down in the back. That is the end of question 7, hour 32. That question again. On the cover of an album, there is a picture of what appears to be a moonshine jar. On the label of the jar are the descriptions, a strong blend and Hill Country's best. Besides a picture of the founder, it is printed that the product is bottled in jars, recorded in the Rockies, and is 33 and a third proof. What is the name of this album? The answer, Illegal Stills. Once again, the answer for question 7, hour 32, Illegal Stills.
And good morning, Amber.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Jim is sleeping, or he's might be listening, probably, because he doesn't sleep. But just wanted to thank the phone group and back, the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater.
Ooh, they're hooting and hollering.
For 2 o'clock in the morning.
Rowdy.
Theater people, they're rowdy, you know. But thank them. They did a great job. And let's finish this hour strong. So, again, thanks to the people from the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater.
Thank you. Moving on to question 8 of hour 32, according to the population sign when entering the big screen town of Eagle Rock, Iowa, what is the population of that community? Once again, question 8, hour 32, according to the population sign when entering the big screen town of Eagle Rock, Iowa, what is the population of that community?
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down.
We are in the middle of question 8, hour 32. That question again, according to the population sign when entering the big screen town of Eagle Rock, Iowa, what is the population of that community?
Lie beside me on the sand. Put some lotion in your hand. Come on and make me feel nice and kiss me once or twice. Say you love me again. Then rub it in, rub it in. Bit on my left shoulder. Yeah. Put a little bit right here. Yeah. Turn your radio on and find a slow grooving song. Baby, whisper in my ear, say the things I want to hear. Let me know your love is strong. And rub it in, rub it in. Rub it in, rub it in. I feel the tingle begin. You're getting under my.
Phones down, phones down in the back. That is the end of question 8, hour 32. The question again, according to the population sign when entering the big screen town of Eagle Rock, Iowa, what is the population of that community? The answer, 4,006. Once again, the answer to question 8, hour 32, 4,006.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Good morning with 90FM News. I'm Daisha Giordana. Researchers found that at least one in four women exaggerated or distorted what they are doing on social media once a month. The survey of 2,000 women found they mostly pretended to be out on the town when in fact they are home alone and embellished about an exotic holiday or their jobs. The most common reason for women to write fibs included worrying that their lives would seem boring, jealousy at seeing other people's more exciting posts, and wanting to impress their friends and acquaintances. Psychologists tonight suggested that as people attempt to stay connected on social media, they can, in fact, paradoxically be left more isolated. They also said that the more we try to make our lives seem perfect, the less perfect we feel. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 26 degrees outside, and I'll have the top five teams. The point values from hour 31 and question 1 of hour 33 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Snack Man.